Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, my guy. We are in studio.
Yep.
For now.
Crispy mics.
And then we're off to Maryland.
That's right. So, got to get a good one in today. So, in the last episode, we mentioned we were going to do an episode called the gift card, grassroots gift card campaign. So, let me preface this for a second, because I've never run this campaign. This has never been proven. I want to do it. I just haven't done it yet. And I want to share it with you because it sounds amazing and it should work.
Mm-hmm.
But normally we run something first, then we tell you how to do it. Unlike most everybody else, come with an idea and you just share it. And like that.
No, normally you pay them for it before they've tested it.
So exactly. So we've not tested this. I've shared this with about, you know, half a dozen people. They all love the idea and it makes total sense, but it takes a little work. I mean, honestly, this is not just click a button on Facebook and get clients.
Perfect time of year, guys. Think of, you know, all of the back to school stuff, fall football, all of these types of things. It'll play in well with, you know, team sports and things like that this time of year.
Yeah. Good point. Okay. So let's just call this the grassroots guerrilla gift card campaign.
There you go.
Okay. Here's what you do. There's a friend of ours, Rick Streb, owns a company called fitnessgiftcards.com. Tell him Tim sent you, maybe give you a good deal. What you're looking for is a gift card with credit card numbers that are like 001, 002. So like what's sequential numbers. So you can identify each one. The gift card is going to have some value on it. It's going to be worth, and the kicker is it has to have the value on there for this to work. So you can say unlimited personal training value $700 or whatever. Whatever your 1 month, I would suggest 1 month of unlimited training, whether it's large group, whether it's private, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get, you know, 300, 500, 1,000 of these made. I think there's a minimum, so it might be 300 or 500. Let's just say 500. And it might cost you, I don't know, 70 cents to $1.50 a cart. I don't know. Again, this is just... So maybe you're into it for a grand. Let's just call it that. All right. So you've got these gift cards made and you got a stack of them and they show up in your gym. You're like, cool. 001, 002, 003. So you've got them all sequential. So what you're going to do is you're going to speak to your membership base. Does anybody have kids that play youth sports in this gym? Soccer, baseball, football, whatever it is. Girl Scout, like whatever it is, a club. Every club, every sport, every, you know, youth program needs money.
Yeah, anyone looking for boosters, basically, right?
There you go. Looking for boosters, even high schools.
Yep.
They're all looking for boosters. They could use more money to get, you know, more better jerseys, whatever the hell it is, okay? 9 times out of 10, you got somebody in your membership base that's got something going on. If not, you got local schools and community centers that you can go reach out to and run this play with them. Here's how it works. You got the gift cards. They're worth, we're going to call it $500. And you're going to say, all right, Mrs. Johnson, for your little Joey's soccer club, I'm going to give you 200 gift cards. What I want you to do is go to the local community, maybe sit out front of the grocery store, go to the Starbucks, and I want you to sell unlimited, you know, membership card for whatever you want.
That whatever value you assign to it.
Whatever you want to assign to it. So let's just say it's worth $500 and you want to sell it for $50 or $100. 100% of that money that you sell it for, you keep. Okay? So if you sell it for $100, you got to keep $100. Think about that from youth sports. $100 goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Trophies, you know, end of the year stuff, pizza parties, whatever it is. $100 goes a long way. But you're giving them 200 of them. Okay. Now,
and at a value, the real value of $500 to $700 or whatever that month
real
is.
Real value of $500. Okay. So The reason this works is because the person that you're selling that to, so that little kid is knocking on a door, going to, hey, we're selling unlimited personal training memberships for $100 for a month. You want it, we're, you know, to support this, you know, the youth soccer club. And, you know, Mary Fitness, you know, whatever her name, Mary Johnson,
yeah.
she buys that out in front of the local grocery store and she gives the kid $100 and she gets the gift card. Now, the kicker here is that, you know, the little Joey needs to get the contact information. Okay. You can take it a step further and do a little iPad with a landing page where you put their information in, which is what I would recommend, but this is a little bit more advanced. I'm saying you have the person submit that form online at the point of sale, goes right into your CRM, goes into automation. It starts clicking on a clock and starts sending Mary Johnson, hey, activate your gift card now style campaign, right? Like,
yep.
Like I could build all that, right?
Sure.
That's all there. Now, Mrs. Johnson just paid $100. It wasn't a free gift card. It was $100. So now she's committed. She's got skin in the game. Will there be somebody that wants to just support the youth club and never plans on coming in? Of course. But guess what? They win.
Sure.
The youth soccer club wins. Little Joey wins. But we win, or you win as a gym owner, because you've got somebody in the local community that's put skin in the game for an actual gift card. Think of the difference. Now, I know a lot of you guys have done gift cards for local auctions and stuff. The people that actually bid on those auctions versus just winning in a raffle, there's two different types. You got the raffle type and you got the like, hey, this is on a table. I'm going to bid $50 for this gift card. Those people convert.
Sure.
Everybody that's listening is like, you know what? You're right, Tim, because I've given away to two different styles, and the ones that, you know, are silent auctions and they bid on your offer, those people come in and use it.
Yeah.
And so the same thing with Mary Johnson giving $100 to little Joey for that gift card. They've activated that card. That Mary's going to come in.
Yeah.
And that's essentially how it works. Now, to the gym, you've got a little army of salespeople out there in the local community selling unlimited semi-private personal training, you know, group class cards for $100. It's worth $500. Now, they're going to bring that in. And you got to give them that value, right? If you listen to the last episode, you already know what a gift card is worth to you. Like, how much does it cost you to acquire a client versus service a client?
Sure.
Two totally different things. Tell me that wouldn't work. Shoot holes in that.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this one for a long time. I mean, I'm kind of where you're at. I want to see it run. I want to see it play. I want to see it play out. I want to see what the potential of it is, because mm-hmm. when it comes to any type, I mean, every gym wants a new marketing campaign. Every gym wants a new successful marketing play that, you know, hasn't been done before, isn't saturated, right? Like, you can't just go to the Facebook marketplace and just throw up another ad and see
any results,
some
anymore.
Type of yeah. result, you know, like nothing's going to just boost your mm-hmm. number of leads. And to this point, true. I mean, technically there's like a sale involved, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you've got somebody, like you said, somebody with skin in the game, and that's a big differentiator. And so like looking at this from the psychological side of marketing, it checks every box, right? And it's a win-win-win.
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
It
helps little Joey's soccer
yep,
team.
Exactly.
And now if you do this the way that I'm saying, you would have a little iPad or a landing page that would essentially, quote unquote, activate the gift card. So you got Mary Johnson, first name, last name, email, phone number, and the last four digits of that card, 0073. Got it. 0073. Now you take that information and you port it into Keep, which would be automatic because it's a Keep
yep.
landing page. It starts a timer. Mrs. Johnson has 2 weeks to come in and claim it. Okay. And you got a delay timer off of entry point. And then in the merge fields within the copy of the email, Mrs. Johnson, we got you set up for your whatever with gift card XXX0073. It's legitimate to each individual email and each individual contact. And they either use it or they don't use it. I mean, obviously you got their phone number, so it's up to you to call, get them in. But then you have a booking link within those emails and text messages that gets them to book. Hey, congratulations on claiming a great deal from, you know, Little Joey Soccer Club. You know, as of right now, you have 2 weeks to activate this. All you need to do to activate is book an appointment anytime in the next 30 days. Click here. Boom. You got a lead. You got a lead and you got a booked appointment with a paid, it's a paid trial.
It's a paid trial. Exactly. And yeah. And it always goes back to like, what is the intent of the person that's receiving it? It's a hell of a lot different than a free month thrown on Facebook.
No, that's right? A paid, I mean, they paid $100.
Yeah.
Or $500. I mean, it's up to Little Joey. However good a Little Joey's at sale, you know, they could sell it for $20 if they wanted. They could sell it for $250. Hey, it's 50% off.
50% off. Yeah.
Now you got to maybe help them with some of the, you know, how to sell it and where you're at. Maybe some cards to kind of like show people, like, where is this place? I've never heard of it. Well, here's a map, Mrs. Johnson. Like, they do semi-private training. We work with clients 40 and over. Like, all the things that you would do to market anyway, get that to Little Joey in the soccer club. And send them out into the neighborhood. Like, have them go hit all the neighborhoods around. Hey, we're, you know, youth sports. Everybody wants to help.
You see it happening every, you know, all the time everywhere. Mm-hmm. Anyways, right? Like, it's just another way because they're looking for things like this also, right? I mean, what are they selling outside of this? Chocolate, candy.
Yeah, cookies and shit, yeah.
You know, it's always, like, garbage like that. You know, like, this is something that's going to help the individual that they're selling it to. It's got way more value than... You know, a box of cookies or
$3, you know, $10. Like, get it. Let's get $100 going.
And the true value of what the consumer is walking away with is real training revenue, real training cost. And so, I don't see any reason why this shouldn't really bang.
It should do good. Now you need an adult involved. You need somebody to kind of make sure that they collect the money and they put the lead into the form and all like that. Once that's done, whatever they do with the money is up to them.
Yeah,
like it's their money.
Yeah.
At that point, I feel like firefighters might need this too. Like, I don't know, is there like in our town we have the city funded, like, but there's got to be local community fire, like,
oh, up by me. I mean, we have two volunteer fire, you know,
community. There you go. They could use money.
Yeah.
Think about those dudes running around selling memberships. Like, plus get them in your gym.
Yeah, there you go.
See what I'm saying? Like there's angles here that just kind of, somebody needs to, like, we'll do it eventually. It's just a little bit of work. We've actually, you know, we have a hockey moms in here. I tried this end of last year. I'm like, hey, you guys are going to Nationals. They took it all the way to the Nationals, the local team. But the kickback was, well, there's, you know, kids all over the valley that train at this, happen to be right down the street. But they're like, they're not around here.
Yeah.
So
you got to find something local.
You got to find something local, a middle school in the neighborhood. You guys all got them.
Well, and you know, like I was talking, literally having this conversation yesterday with one of our Iron Circle clients, and he was talking about, we were talking about Black Friday and building his list and tapping into, you know, local businesses that have shared clientele type of thing. And this is a perfect play for that. One of the things he mentioned was, you know, the basketball academy that trains at the local school and working with them and the youth sports performance side of it over there and having like that, there is clientele in there as well. Right. And so this would be something that he could bring to their table and right out of the gate. One, the hard part about mutually beneficial or joint venture partnerships typically is that it's really hard to reciprocate both sides winning. Like for it to be a true win on both sides, a lot of time, like usually is weighted to the person.
Yeah.
Who's
one's person sending all offer. People.
Yeah. And so I think this is one of those ways where both parties win throughout. You know what I mean?
And the consumer wins.
And
too.
Exactly. It's a win-win-win. And so just from that stake, I mean, anybody who's looking at it, right, even the woman or man walking out of the store that gets hit with the opportunity to buy it, like they can see right through that, okay, the school's making good money. I'm getting something out of this. And, you know, the business is getting something fulfilled, you know, as a byproduct. Like that's... Who doesn't want to be part of something like that?
Yeah.
As opposed to feeling like they got sold on something that they're never going to use. Or like, I mean, I would go as far as to bet that most people that buy popcorn or cookies or whatever it is that they're selling anyways, most of that stuff's probably just going in the trash. Like that's a It's like a prize for participation. You know what I mean? Like, you're giving them the money anyways. Yeah. Here's something, you know, well, see to the car.
The last time I walked up to the grocery store, the little girls out there selling Girl Scout cookies. I'm just like, you know, here's $20. I don't want the cookies.
Yeah, exactly my point, right?
It's not on the program. I can't eat the cookies, but you're out here hustling. I want to reward you.
If they're Sour Patch Kids, you'd have a box of them.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Sour Patch Kids. Those are so good, though. 10 boxes of Sour Patch Kids. No, I gave him the 20 Twendo, and the mom gave me a high five, and, you know, it was cool.
And that's a point, right? Like, the takeaway with the things that they're already doing aren't really the value of what the consumer is looking for. Yeah. This is something that they're going to use. The business is going to make something from it. The kids are making revenue from it. And you can't sell a box of cookies for $250.
Can't. You know? And there's no hard deliverable there's no boxes to carry around. You get a gift card.
There you go.
You set up a little table. I don't know. On paper, this sounds great. It may not get off the ground. It may suck. I don't know. I mean, somebody's going to hear this podcast. It's going to be like, yes, I agree. That is a good idea. And then they're going to do it the right way. They're not going to limp into this or just lob something out. You're going to really plan this out. You know, give them scripts. You're going to give them some paperwork, and, you know, you're going to give them a landing page to fill out so it hooks into your CRM and it creates automation. You're going to do it right, and you're going to win big.
I think so.
Eventually, I'm going to get around to do it, and I'll share you guys the results. I mean, if I just get off my butt and I'll do it. I have gift cards. I think they've got expiration dates on it. Oh, that's the other thing is 2 weeks. You need to say on the gift card, like, there's an expiration date. Must be activated within, I don't know, call it 30 days.
30 days or so.
30 days of purchase.
Yeah.
And once you get that lead information, you can kick off your automation. And really just, you know, as soon as you get the lead, just call them. Hey, congrats. You know, I got you set up for a gift card. Let's get you kicked off with your free month. When you want to start?
A hell of a lot easier than lead generation in almost any other realm.
Yeah, they've already committed. So, you know, and like I said, at some level, there's going to be somebody that just wants to donate. It's kind of difficult to just toss $100 out, though. Like, I mean,
in today's economy.
Yeah. I mean, maybe around here or some other areas, they might just do it just to help. But, like, they got to be kind of wanting to use that.
Sure. Right?
And that's the point. We want people to use it. You want people coming in, period. So anyways, let us know how it works. Again, hit up Rick Streb, fitnessgiftcards.com. We'll confirm that and put it in the show notes, but I'm almost certain that's it. Just tell him Tim sent you and ProFit and Randy, and hopefully he gives you a good deal. All right, that's it for this episode. Until next time, go kick ass with this little gift card campaign. I'd love to hear about it. Keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link, and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.